So let's open our Bible to book of Psalm. Psalm number 37, verse 24. Psalm number 37, verse 24. I will read the verse for you. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I will read this verse again. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Let's bow down and pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your visitation. Thank you, Lord, you are in our midst, Lord. Thank you so much, God, that you are going to speak to us. Father, we pray that you would minister to each one of us and give us the divine understanding of who you are in our life, God. Thank you so much. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Okay. I'm reminding myself that I'm not in Vizag. I'm in Bangalore. Okay, so doesn't mean that I have to be careful of what I'm speaking. Okay, so so great that I have 10 minutes here. Okay, so as we read the scripture, it says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Okay? Now, when we read even Psalm number 145, Psalm chapter 145, verse 14, it says here, the Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. Okay? So it's a beautiful verse. When we read first book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 9, it says, we are spectacle unto the world, angels and men. Okay? What I'm trying to say here, a ordinary man who believes in Jesus Christ and he is born again, and his sins are forgiven, forgotten, gone forever, and his name is written in heaven, and he is seated in heavenly places, book of Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. That is a position God is giving to all of us, given to all of us, I believe that. Okay? Now, as we believe in Jesus Christ, the moment we believed in Jesus Christ, this is what is happens. Meaning, when I'm on this stage, there is a spotlight. Spotlight, it's on me. It's on me, I'm on the stage. I'm not nowhere, I'm on the stage. Same way, the moment we believed in Jesus Christ, there is a world, there is a people, there are men going to watch over our lives. The decision what we make, the things what we are going to do, the thought what it is going to run through our mind, going to be watched over people, men, and world. Okay? Because the Bible says we are spectacle unto three things. Okay? Now, as we are in this world, watched by everything, now God says, you are my son, I am with you, walk now. Walk now, I will lay a path for you to walk. So as we walk, there is an interesting thing what we can come across. The moment we got saved, our weakness, our strength, our ability, our failures taken into God's account. Our failure, our goodness, our strength and ability, everything taken into God's account. Because nothing will surprise God. God knows end from the beginning because of his foreknowledge, because of who he is as an omniscient God. He knows fully well. So God says, since I have taken all your characters, weak point and frailty, everything into my account, now you walk. Now you walk because by my grace, I am upholding you. When you fall down because of the frailty, because of the nature which we are living in, the old sin nature which is inside of us, God says, I know who you are. Nothing going to surprise me because I made you. I made you. So God says, I have taken that into my account. Now you walk. When you fail, my hand is there ready to uphold you. Ready to uphold. That's what God says. Now, that is what David says here. Now, when I read this verse in the viewpoint of legalistic, you know how would he read? I will tell you here. The moment we believed in Jesus Christ, he says, you cannot fail. He says, you cannot sin. Then, the moment we fail, you are utterly cast down. You are gone. This is how he reads. Then he also reads, for the Lord will never ever uphold you anymore. Is that interesting? He says, you are gone forever. You are on the way to hell because you committed a sin. But God says, no. I am a gracious God. I know who you are. I know who you are. My hand is upholding you because of grace, which we never ever deserve. We don't deserve it at all. We are sitting here with good health and with smile on our face. We don't deserve it. We don't. By grace. Because God's hand is upholding all of us. Because of grace. So, we are not legalistic people. We are gracious people. Okay? We are gracious people. We give grace to one another. And we lay down our life for another brother. As a church. Okay, so, as we go further. Now, when I was in the outreach, I'll just close short. In Koramangala, he says, believing in Jesus Christ plus doing good things will take me into heaven. Okay, that's what he said. Then the moment I told him, consider your conscience and tell me, can you able to keep what Jesus Christ says in the Bible and do good things so that you are qualified to go to heaven? First he said, I can do good things. Yes, I believed in Jesus Christ, I can do good things. The moment I told him, consider your conscience, because the moment you failed, the times you failed, consider everything into account. Can you tell me now, with a honest heart, you can keep good things and be get into heaven? He said, no. Okay. Then, as I explained about the scripture, he came to the point, yes, by only by grace I can be saved, and I am on the way to heaven, not by my good deeds. That is how he proclaimed, and he took away, gone away from the place. All because of the God's grace upholding all of us. When we fail, he is there to uphold us and take us forward further. Okay, so when we appropriate grace provision, meaning when we understand, when we renew our mind that God's hand is upholding you and me, then we are going to receive the grace provision whenever we fail. The moment we fail, immediately we confess and we get back, rebound, appropriate the grace provision in our lives. Then it is possible for you and me to be as a frontline Christian. Now it is possible when we understand the grace, when we understand God is upholding you and me, it is now possible to be as a frontline Christian. Because we know how to appropriate grace. When we are legalistic, we are not going to appropriate. We are going to beat ourselves and beat around the bush till death. Okay? But as a grace believer, we appropriate grace provision and walk as a greater grace believers on this year. Okay? So, as I close, now it is possible from Book of Romans chapter 8 verse 37. Book of Romans chapter 8 verse 37. Paul says, we are more than conqueror. Imagine, if I read the Bible in the legalistic way, Romans 8:37 will never ever be possible. But when we receive grace, when we understand who we are in Christ, what he has done for us on the cross, what are the provisions available for you and me to appropriate and walk as more than conquerors. More than conquerors. Now it is possible because we know when we fail, failure is not final with God. Our failures is not final with God. God says, get up, because your failure also taken into my account. Move on, because there are many things to accomplish for my glory. That's what God says. Now it is possible to live like more than conquerors. Amen. So let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for the understanding that you are giving us, Lord. Thank you so much, God, for your visitation. Continue to minister us, Lord. Thank you so much. We praise you. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.